Overstretched hospital emergency departments are common all over the world. Researchers have hit upon a novel idea about how patient care could be dramatically improved. They found that if doctors and nurses listened better, it would make a huge difference to getting diagnoses right. The study by linguistics experts at the University of Technology in Sydney also shows that much more could be done to get medical clinicians communicating better with each other. Simon Santo reports.
It can be a long wait just to get seen in a busy hospital emergency department. Then the pressure's on staff to ensure patients are treated quickly and moved on to make room for others to take their beds.
The communication tends to predominantly focus on communicating the medical.
Professor Diana Slade specialises in applied linguistics at the University of Technology in Sydney. Her research covered 1,000 hours of direct observation of patients communicating with medical clinicians in several New South Wales and ACT hospitals.
We taped 82 patients through their journey. We didn't hear one example of a doctor saying, "Tell me what you think is wrong with you." We're saying, if you start off with that, then you're much more likely to actually find out what the patient's worried about, what they're anxious about, and therefore what is their problem. If the doctors and the nurses concentrated on establishing and building up rapport and empathy with the patient, and thereby listening to the patient's story, thereby alleviating the patient's anxiety, they will then reach an effective diagnosis much more quickly than if they just focus on the medical.
One patient in the study had more than 2 hours of his communications with staff in emergency recorded. 225 different interactions were logged involving 12 medical clinicians. They included staff talking to each other about the patient, as well as direct dialogue with the patient.
You can imagine how complex that is for the patient, particularly if you add in that the patient's non-English speaking background, elderly, etc. And with that particular patient, it wasn't to the 86th encounter that he actually said anything at all. And he actually did say, which is a lovely little anecdote, which is in the report, he said, when he first spoke, he said, "Who is my specialist?"
Professor Slade says doctors and nurses are not exactly good at communicating with each other. Handovers can be rushed, and some of that she puts down to the frenetic environment they work in, as well as cultural diversity in the workplace, and that many clinicians can be quite junior.
They need to develop more effective interdisciplinary teamwork. Some of them do it superbly. I'm just saying, in many of the EDs, I believe that the focus could be on more effective interdisciplinary teamwork.
Dr. Sally McCarthy is the president of the College for Emergency Medicine.
Currently, the environment's completely overcrowded, noisy, and really extremely busy, and with a lot of junior staff, and we know that if we change some of those conditions, it'll make better communication possible more of the time.
So how much of this is attitudinal, and how much of this is the environment in which emergency department doctors work?
Look, I think our research really strongly found that pretty much none of it is attitudinal in terms of displaying any sort of disregard or lack of care or concern about patients. There is a focus, the more junior the clinician, on getting the clinical aspects of the care right, to the sort of detriment of the focus on the interpersonal and comforting, empathic sort of communication with patients. And that's understandable given the stage of their career these junior clinicians are at.
So what do you think is the answer?
I think the answer is focusing on better understanding by clinicians of what's necessary to achieve good communication, and this research will underpin better educational programs around that. The other side of it, though, is ensuring that the staffing matches the capability, matches the demand. So more senior staff, less crowding, quieter and better designed emergency departments, and more space so that patients can achieve a bit more privacy and staff are not so stressed.
Dr. Sally McCarthy, the president of the Australasian College for Emergency Medicine, ending Simon Santo's report.